Welcome to Vallejos Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast for Sunday, August 27th, 2017. Reverend Wendy Camori Stager is preaching our sermon, We Are God's Servants, Working Together. The Old Testament lesson is 1 Kings chapter 5, verses 1 through 7, and the New Testament reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 1 through 11, and verse 16.
Back to school season. Students are streaming into Stephen Manor. The teachers from this congregation, like David, have been in classrooms now for 2 weeks and preparing for another year. My own child started sixth grade this year, middle school. It is a big transition. The biggest transition this year is she doesn't just have one teacher. Now she's rotating where she has six teachers who each teach a different subject. And so then she has a planner to track the different assignments from the different teachers. And at back to school night, which was on Thursday, I got to race around with her schedule to go spend, 6 minutes with each of her different teachers in each of her different classrooms. It's a big change from elementary school. And the students, and the parents too, have lots of comments and gossips about who the good teachers are and who the mean teachers are. And then I realized there's that trap. I mean, the school hasn't even started yet, first of all, but there's that trap because, you want the teacher to be laid back and have really good classroom management. And then people are like, well, we really want the teacher to be a good people person, and they've got to pay attention to all those small administrative details. Well, they've got to be a good communicator equally with students and parents and administrators and colleagues. Oh, and to top it off, they need a base of knowledge, and they need to be up to date on the latest teaching theory and have high moral values. Whew! It's a lot to hold these teachers to. Some have started looking up, what do you need to have the perfect pastor? Strikes a little closer to home. Here's the internet list on the perfect pastor. He, and of course it's a he, right? He pleases everyone. He preaches exactly 20 minutes and follows it with a practical application in which everyone is convicted, but no one's offended. He works from 7 a.m. to midnight in every aspect of work, from counseling to janitorial work. Is 27 years old with 30 years of experience. Has a burning desire to work with teenagers and spends all his time with the senior citizens. He smiles constantly with a straight face because he has a sense of humor that keeps him seriously at his work. This is my favorite. Invest 25 hours a week in sermon preparation, 20 hours in pastoral counseling, 10 hours in meetings, 5 hours in emergencies, 20 hours in visitation and evangelism, 6 hours in funerals and weddings, 30 hours in prayer, 12 hours in correspondence, and 10 hours in creative thinking. He's always available in his office. He always has time for all committees and activities of the church. He never misses the meeting of any church organization and is always busy evangelizing the unchurched. Has perfect kids. Spouse plays the keyboard. And lastly, the perfect pastor is always the next town over. It's a humorous list, but I'll confess I feel the pressure, some days more than others, and some days less than others. I felt it recently when I went away on vacation, and I needed to find pulpit supply and who was going to stand here and preach while I was gone. I'm grateful for John McIntyre, who was available and willing to come for those 2 weeks. But finding and trying to figure out that, I had all these fears and dilemmas and anxieties. Okay, what if they're, really bad? and then nobody comes to church. Or then maybe it means the congregation, like, really misses me, but then I want to go on vacation. I want to leave sometimes. And maybe I'll feel guilty, like, I don't want to go on vacation again because that went really badly. Or on the other side, what if the pulpit supply preacher who came was astounding, and he was the perfect preacher, and he was better than anybody else or better than I, and then I'd feel like I just want to crawl into a little hole and be like, oh, why am I doing what I'm doing? I know it's not true, but it filters into my brain nevertheless. And though on the surface they seem like opposite fears, like the fear of being too much, being everything, or the fear of being nothing, they both are a little too much focused on me. That's what I realized in the text this week. And so the text for today spoke to my heart, and I'm preaching to myself today. You all get to listen in. Because that church in Corinth was gossiping and evaluating their leaders at that time. They were saying, some of them, oh, I'm part of Apollo's team. I'll do it his way. Others were saying, no, I follow Paul. And Paul, in his letter, doesn't turn around and put Apollos down, but he doesn't make himself indispensable either. Paul reminds the church in Corinth, it's not about any human leader. What then is Apollos? What is Paul? In verse 5, who are they? Servants, through whom you came to believe, as the Lord assigned to each. Oh, phew. It's not about me. It's about Jesus, the Son of God, who lived, died, rose again, so that we might be saved and have new life. I've fallen into that human trap of looking at it all from a flesh and human point of view and lost the bigger message. Do you try to point something out to your dog? And you're like, hey, you're pointing at the dog. Where does the dog look? The dog always looks at your finger. Sometimes I wonder if it's the same way. Who are we pointing to is Jesus Christ. But sometimes we get lost and we start looking at the finger instead of looking at to the ultimate destination. I think being part of a servant of God is being the one who points to God. Paul planted, so he did phase one. Apollos came along and watered. He did phase two. Here's Paul writing his letter back, doing some pruning and shaping. And other teachers will come along later to fertilize or harvest or transplant or graft. Paul isn't charged with doing the whole task. Neither is Apollos. And as servants of Christ, they have in their mind the end goal is Christ. In our Old Testament reference, we got to hear about the planning for the building of the temple. Although King David wanted to be the one to build the temple, it wasn't time. And he had established his own empire, but there was too much war. It wasn't until the entire next generation when Solomon was able to be the one to build. Do you say, I follow David? I follow Solomon? No. Again, the purpose of the temple was to give glory to God. So this whole war about, wait, do I don't have anything to say or do, or I have to be everything, is on this plane when really we need to be looking to a higher plane. That Christ is our foundation, that it is in God and God alone and Christ alone that we find our hope and our faith and our confidence. I'm grateful my child has six different teachers this year because she'll get more voices into her head, and that those teachers have specialties and areas of expertise that she can learn from. But I'm grateful, too, that she, and indeed everyone in this community here, has different teachers here as well. You all have different lives and different experiences and different gifts to be sharing. Not every gift is going to be needed at the same time. Sometimes you need somebody who's really grace-filled. Sometimes you need somebody, a teacher who's going to push you a little and confront you a little. Sometimes you need somebody who's a good teacher. But ultimately, if we all as servants of Christ are pointing the same direction to God, then other people hopefully will stop looking at our fingers and looking to Jesus Christ. This pointing to Christ needs to happen not just inside this building and inside this church, but even more so outside of this building. Pointing to God's love, pointing to hope that is eternal, pointing to grace, pointing to Christ. And in doing so, trusting that God is at work beyond us, beyond the tip of our finger, doing something more than we can ever imagine. The grace, love, and salvation of Jesus Christ our Lord.
You have been listening to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast. To learn more about Community Presbyterian Church and its ministries, come visit us at 2800 Georgia Street in Vallejo, California, or visit our website, cpcvallejo.org. You can also email us at cpcvallejo@sbcglobal.net. Have a blessed day.